Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nixon and Kissinger Partners in Power, is a joint historical biography by Robert Dallek that examines the relationship between Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger during the years when they shaped American foreign policy, especially from 1969 to 1974. Rather than treating them as separate figures, the book studies them as an unstable governing partnership built on ambition, insecurity, secrecy, and rivalry. Dallek draws on declassified records, telephone transcripts, and archival materials to show how their personal interaction affected major decisions in Vietnam, China, the Soviet Union, the Middle East, Chile, and relations in South Asia. The result is both a political biography and a study of power at the highest level of government. It asks how two very different men could collaborate effectively while also competing constantly for credit, influence, and historical legacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a partnership built on similarity beneath surface differences. One of the book's most important arguments is that Nixon and Kissinger were more alike than their public images suggested. Nixon appeared brooding, resentful, and politically defensive, while Kissinger seemed polished, analytical, and confident in elite circles. Dallek shows that both men were self-made, intensely ambitious, and deeply insecure. They craved recognition, feared humiliation, and reacted strongly to criticism. This shared psychology helps explain why they were drawn to each other and why their relationship was so unstable. The book treats their bond not as a simple alliance of convenience, but as a competitive partnership in which each man needed the other to achieve influence. That tension is essential to understanding how they governed. Their shared traits also made them unusually effective at operating through secrecy and personal loyalty, but those same traits encouraged mistrust, manipulation, and resentment. The biography therefore uses character analysis to explain political behavior, showing that personality and policy were inseparable in the Nixon White House. Secondly, foreign policy as a stage for rivalry and mutual dependence. Dallek presents major foreign policy events as the arena in which Nixon and Kissinger both cooperated and competed. Their work on Vietnam, the opening to China, détente with the Soviet Union, the Middle East crisis, Chile, and tensions in South Asia was shaped not only by strategic calculations, but also by the question of who would receive credit. The book makes clear that Kissinger was not merely an advisor carrying out presidential orders, nor was Nixon simply a passive recipient of expert counsel. Each man sought to dominate the process and to appear as the principal architect of success. This rivalry mattered because it influenced how decisions were framed, sold, and remembered. Dallek shows that the partnership could generate bold diplomacy, especially in the opening to China and the management of superpower relations, yet it also produced reckless or morally troubling outcomes, such as the response to Chile. The point is not that policy was driven only by ego, but that ego shaped the selection of options, the handling of dissent, and the desire for dramatic foreign policy achievements that could strengthen domestic political standing. Thirdly, declassified evidence and archival depth reshape the historical record. A major feature of the book is its use of newly available archival material, including extensive taped conversations and previously unexamined White House records. This evidence gives the biography much of its force, because it allows Dallek to move beyond later recollections and public justifications. The book reconstructs conversations in which Nixon and Kissinger discussed strategy, managed appearances, and responded to crises with a level of candor that reveals their motives more clearly than official statements ever could. The archival base also helps Dallek revise familiar narratives about the period by showing how decisions were actually made and how often the two men operated through improvisation, personal loyalty, and controlled deception. This method matters because it makes the book more than a retelling of well-known events. It becomes an argument that historical understanding changes when private records are opened. The documentation also strengthens the portrait of the Nixon administration as a highly centralized and secretive system in which foreign policy and political survival were closely linked. In this sense, the evidence is not just background. It is central to the book's interpretation. Fourthly, Watergate and the use of national security for political survival. The book does not isolate foreign policy from domestic scandal. Instead, it shows how the Watergate crisis increasingly shaped the behavior of both men and how national security became a tool for protecting presidential power. Dallek argues that Kissinger was complicit in helping Nixon use foreign policy, secrecy, and the language of national security to preserve authority as the presidency came under threat. This is one of the book's most disturbing themes because it links statecraft with self-preservation. Rather than acting as a neutral guardian of American interests, the partnership is shown to have blurred the boundary between legitimate security concerns and political damage control. The result was a White House that often treated public perception as something to be managed through dramatic diplomatic moves and controlled information. Dalek's account suggests that the administration's foreign policy achievements cannot be fully separated from its attempt to distract from domestic corruption. That connection gives the book moral as well as political weight. It asks readers to consider how easily national security arguments can be used to shield leaders from accountability, especially when both the president and his principal advisor are deeply invested in preserving power. Lastly, a moral and political portrait of power at its most corrosive. Beyond the specific events of the Nixon years, the book offers a broader study of how power works when it is concentrated in the hands of insecure and highly competitive leaders. Dalek portrays Nixon and Kissinger as men who could be formidable and creative in diplomacy, yet also manipulative, vindictive, and willing to compromise ethical standards for advantage. Their governing style depended on secrecy, selective disclosure, and personal loyalty, which allowed them to act decisively, but also insulated them from criticism. The biography is especially attentive to the costs of that style: moral compromise, distorted decision-making, and the normalization of political deception. At the same time, Dalek does not reduce them to caricatures. He shows why they were effective and why their accomplishments, including the opening to China and the Middle East diplomacy, mattered historically. This balance makes the book more nuanced than a simple indictment. It is ultimately a study of how greatness in foreign policy can coexist with ethical failure, and how the same traits that produce strategic success can also lead to institutional damage and historical disgrace. In conclusion, Nixon and Kissinger Partners in Power is best suited for readers interested in modern American history, the Nixon presidency, Cold War diplomacy, and the personal dynamics behind high-level decision-making. It will also appeal to readers who want a serious biography that treats foreign policy as inseparable from character, ambition, and institutional power. The book offers clear intellectual value for anyone studying how leaders use secrecy, loyalty, and public messaging to shape both policy and reputation. Its practical benefit lies in showing how political authority can be exercised through emotional insecurity as much as through formal office. What distinguishes it from many other books on the Nixon era is its joint approach, instead of centering only Nixon or only Kissinger. Dalek examines the unstable partnership itself as the engine of policy. The use of deep archival material gives the book unusual authority, while its balanced treatment of achievement and wrongdoing keeps it from becoming either celebratory or purely condemnatory. For readers seeking the most revealing account of how these two men worked together, competed, and helped define an era, this book stands out as one of the most substantial studies available. If you would like to support Robert Dalek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.